Yes, Chris, it should be. It's always a close encounter when we're playing Carmina. Over the last few years, there's never been too much between the two teams. So I don't expect this weekend to be any different.
Yeah, so you know each other pretty well. Now, just looking at the stats for this season, you're going into this game on the back of 9 straight wins in the league. So it's been a really positive start for you.
Yeah, it's all going well. We've added a few players to the team that obviously run short last year. We the playoff defeat the Glenelly, but this year we hope they sort of go one step further in the league and hopefully get promotion. But it's all going well at the moment. Like, the goals are flowing, and we're obviously keeping the goals out at the other end as well. So it's, everything's going well.
Yeah, 57 goals scored, 3 against. So what, you're averaging sort of 6 a game.
Six a game at the moment, yeah.
Must be unprecedented. I take it there's quite a few players getting on the score sheet.
Oh, it's been shared about at the moment. Though, obviously, with Andrew Geller, he's already on double figures. And then summer signing Matthew Mooney from Glengad. He's up in, I think it's 11 or 12. And then it's been shared out among the teams. So there's goals throughout the team, especially midfield. And there's obviously a few boys at the back tipping them with all goals as well. There's a long way to go, Chris. And I was looking at the league table, and like any one of 6-7 teams can still win this league. But speaking from experience last year, where we came in our run up towards the end of the season, so nothing's given at this stage.
The league and getting promotion, that is priority, but that's not to say that you wouldn't mind adding a bit of silverware in a cup competition.
In my time at Sea Rovers, there's only ever been one trophy, and it's obviously the 10-year anniversary now of the League One. So any bit of silverware would be fantastic for the club, for the effort that's been put in over the last few years. We just want to sort of reward the committee and the club for its efforts, and obviously we're now pulling a great fan base, so we'd love a run on the Shield. But I wouldn't just say that they're the winners this week, favourites, because there's a lot of teams might have a say in that, isn't there? Kilmanies, your 2 Cock Hulls, your LA Celtics, and there's many more.
Now, you've been involved in the club for over a decade as a player, helping out in recent years as well as manager, so you know what goes on behind the scenes. And just bringing into the conversation as well, your own pitch there, the most northerly pitch in the country, and you've done quite a lot of work over the last few years as well.
Pitch was taken on, I think it was in the 90s, it was a field committee, and they have obviously had a lot of debt at that time and done a lot of fundraising, but they finally got it all paid off, and they're able to sign the pitch over to Sea Rovers now. It was last year, so that means now we can apply for better funding and stuff now that the pitch is in our name. I think 4 years ago we got a new bridge put across the pitch, which now has got access for hopefully it's never needed, but any emergency services. But it also gets access to people that's disabled, and it just in general it's far safer for the children as well to come across and be able to play their football in Gordon and Mullen.
Because prior to that it was a case of getting access to the pitch over a fairly narrow, rickety sort of bridge.
Yes, it was. Yeah, it wasn't the most pleasurous walks on a Sunday morning, like. But thankfully now, thanks to a monthly draw and one of our guys getting Stephen Farn getting in touch with Paddy Power, to see what they were doing grants out at the time for funding for clubs in Ireland, and thankfully they were able to give us £10,000 towards that bridge as well. So it was a great help.
So back to this weekend's game against Carmina. Given the way the two teams have started the season, we should be expecting goals.
Yeah, hopefully. I hope it's entertaining for both sets of fans. And because at the end of the day, when you're up against Carmina, you've got the Christy Hegarty and you've got Ronan Doherty up front, so you know you're in a game. The two boys up top are pretty useful, so we'll not be going into the game thinking it's going to be a walk in the park. We'll be getting on with the same attitude as we do every other game, on the front foot and trying to take a game to them.
And finally, it's an 11 o'clock start and extra time and penalties if required. Has there been much in the way of penalty practicing during training?
No penalty practicing, no. Obviously, unfortunately, we're now in Glengarry Astro, so the nets are pretty small, but hopefully we'll not need that. Well, hopefully it's the game's done within the 90 minutes and the results in our favour, hopefully.